Well, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I seem to recall that this week you're going to be looking at a couple of Essex churches. Whereabouts are these?
Yes, well, one of the churches is in Ingrave and the other one's just down the road in Great Worley. So if you fancy visiting some Essex churches, these are not too far apart and they're both very interesting. In fact, incidentally, did you know that according to Essex County Council, there are over 250 churches in Essex?
Well, I didn't know that. Actually, I'm surprised. I thought it would have been more than that. So.
Well, I think they're the ones that they list as having items of special interest. So there probably are more if you factor in chapels as well.
So what exactly is it that makes these two churches stand out?
Right. Well, the church at Ingrave, St Nicholas, was built, funded largely by the Peter family of Ingatestone Hall. And the idea was that a new church was required in the early 1750s when there was an administrative change. The parishes of Ingatestone, of Ingrave and Horndon were joined together for administrative purposes. So St Nicholas was built and it incorporated some of the memorials from an earlier church. And one of the memorials it commemorated was to a gentleman who died in the 1520s. He was an MP for Essex at one time, and his name was Richard Fitzlewis, not very widely known today. But it's an interesting memorial. He actually had four wives, not all at the same time, I hasten to say. And the memorial shows him in the middle with two wives either side. Of him. So I suppose that was the fairest way they could do it. Yeah, it's an interesting church for another reason. It has a 15th century font in the church. So it's a church that's well worth a visit.
This is a Roman Catholic church. The Peter family were involved.
The Peter family weren't only involved with the Catholic faith.
Oh, were they not?
Oh, no. The Peter family funded any number of churches. They gave very generously to the church in Doddinghurst Road, St George's, which isn't a Catholic church.
Right.
So, yeah, you would assume that, wouldn't you? But, you know, I think we forget with the Peter family. They were very non-denominational in founding churches.
And the other church?
The other church is St Mary's at Great Worley. Now, people locally may know it as the Pearl Church. It's called the Pearl Church because there's so much mother of pearl decoration inside. It's a brilliant church to go if you like Art Nouveau architecture. It's much later than St Nicholas, 1902 to 1904. But St Mary's has been used in a number of TV programmes. It's such a unique and one of the very few Art Deco churches we have in this country. And one of the programmes that it was used in was Jewels of the M25 by Lucinda Lambton that was on TV a while back, if anyone remembers it. But it's well worth going to look at. It's quite a stunning Art Nouveau church with some wonderful design features and decoration.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. And next week?
Next week I'm going to be looking at a Dracula connection with Essex.
From the sublime to the ridiculous. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.